It's the award-winning Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dell's Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Welcome in, race fans. It's Saturday. Not as hot as it was last weekend. We're not really expecting much of rain today. We're expecting a lot of great racing here in the Midwest. I'm radio man Dan Diker. That's Paul the Penguin Reichert. That's Billy Doc Niles. That's our producer, Jesse. Studio guest is in today as well. You've joined the Days Inn Midwest Race Report here on 1460 and 101.3 WBOG. Man, I tell you what, I got a huge surprise when I woke up this week and I saw what the late model point standings were at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Then I saw what the sportsman point standing was at the La Crosse Speedway. Then the street stocks. Then the novelty. Then the Bud Dash. Gentlemen, we've got a whole lot of racing to go here before Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah. You look at the top of the NASCAR late models, and Penske and Carlson not only tied for the track standings, also tied for the Dash standings, which is very impressive to see two guys, you know, tied once is a miracle. Tied twice is out of this world.
And, you know, we talked about this at the races last weekend, is Penske and Carlson had to work their way out of a heat race. Well, obviously, when you get the big guns that came out that qualified when they did, I think, what were the top nine, were all under 19 seconds.
Yep.
I think every year, every week this year, Penske and Carlson have had to run out of heat races on the same night. I can't remember a night that they didn't both have to do that, that they were not in a six-for-six dash.
It's very rare to see them to work their way out of a heat race, although we've seen it a little bit more than normal the last couple of years. But, man, come feature time, they seem to be the only two that have their cars dialed in.
One of our guests in the program today, Nick Clements, is currently only 20 points behind Penske and Carlson for that Bud Dash Championship. Again, Penske and Carlson have owned seven of our last seven championships at the Speedway. They are all knotted up at 522. And if you look at the way last week ended, Paul Reichert, Carlson's finishing order of the first late model feature bettering Penske, I think, is what grabbed him those extra points.
Yeah, it did. Actually, I believe Nick finished second in the second feature, and Carlson finished third. Carlson was
Carlson briefly had the lead.
It was a good race, a great show, but it's now it's getting even more tighter between those two in the rubber match.
How about Jacob Gaty, who pulls in late because his home track in Minnesota rains out, and like, wow, let's get things together and go run the cross. Mergic is, everybody else is. Comes in late, doesn't even practice, and still throws down a 19.67 at qualifying.
Dick Trickle Gaty shows up just in time for qualifying.
That's nuts, man.
And he runs a decent race. I think he ran, fourth or fifth in the first feature it was?
And then takes home the first one, and then the second one.
The seas parted for him. That's like when he was in the lead by like lap five or six and just walked away with it. Carlson and Penske both praying for a yellow flag to get a shot at him. Not going to happen. Gaty walks away with his first feature of the season at La Crosse.
3 weeks ago, it looked as though Tom Leathy was going to wrap up the Sportsman Championship because he had about a 55 to 60 point lead. This week, it's now Chris Webber, followed by Leathy, six back, and Jeff Thompson, only eight back.
What happened?
Thompson was buried 3 weeks ago.
Yep, what happened there is that the magic little frame height stick hit about three or four cars.
Second, third, and fourth, all DQ.
In the top five, and moved everybody up, and we went from having about a 40-point gap from first to second to now you got 9 points between first and third. So all of a sudden it's going to be a really close race going the rest of the year now.
It's going to be interesting because Webber and Thompson are buddies, and I think that's going to be more separated come race time. Tom Leathy did have a great comment on Facebook. Said he knew he screwed up. He's going to get things corrected, and he'll be back out this week, but he was very, very positive. Caleb Hardy still leads the hobby stocks at La Crosse. Mark Bornitz is a 16-point leader for Jimmy Bjorkman. Our other guests in the program today is running fourth. That's Jake Schott. Commerce. Straight Stocks, this one's going to go down to Oktoberfest. It's Chris Larson followed by Jake Schommers, and Schommers in that nice black 44.
Yep, Schommers impressed everybody at the Frostbuster, coming out with a brand-new car, never running a Street Stock and actually winning the feature. The only one to win three features in that class right now, and impressive win 2 weeks ago. We'll talk to him about using the Jimmy Bjorkman line here when we get him on the show, but very impressive for his first year in a Street Stock.
Rob Stanfield still leads the minivans. Sean McCarthy leads the novelty. Still in the NASCAR late model chase for the championship, it's Penske, Steve Carlson, Mike Carlson, Justin Mullican, Carter Christensen, Nick Clements, Jeff Partington driving Susie, Brent Kirshner, and Steve Bachman. And again, we talked about this to start the races last week, Paul. This is probably one of the toughest classes of drivers I've seen since we started the Chase Championship, where we can't sit there and go, oh, that person's going to be knocked out, this person's going to be knocked out. You can't do that with this group.
You just don't know who's going to get knocked out. If someone has a bad night, I mean, like when Carlson had that accident in the first feature on the final night of the regular season last year, that took him out of the chase.
Someone gets a tire that goes down, someone just bobbles in the corner, brushes away. I mean, they could take themselves out. That's going to be a tough go at the Chase Championship for the sportsman. Same thing, Tom Lethe, Brian Hesselberg. It's if Hesselberg can get his car back together. If he doesn't have it back together by tonight, he would be the one to go. Yeah. Chris Webber, Jeff Thompson, Henry Vian, and Mark Chalet.
Yeah, and unfortunately, because of the DQ, first of all, because of the accident 2 weeks ago, Jesse Green's been eliminated because of the DQ last week.
Did you see the breaking news this week?
Sam, what is the breaking
Jesse
news?
Jesse Green bought Jeff Thompson's old sportsman car.
That's about it. Nice.
Yeah, Jesse Green's
That's
got
where
it.
It's
Jesse
going.
Will be back tonight. I can guarantee you that.
Whoa. I saw it going down the road, but he didn't say with who.
That's a solid machine,
too. Yeah, I saw something about Thompson saying, farewell, old friend. Yeah, I didn't know who it was going to.
If you look at the picture, I think it was on Wednesday, Jesse's Facebook or whatever the name of his motorsports team is, they're side by side in the garage.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Give him a couple of weeks to get used to that. He could be contender for a feature win by the end of the year.
Yeah. Was he have four heat race wins this
year? Yes.
That's not bad. Look at someone like Jeff Partington.
Yeah.
Picked up his fourth heat race win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet. He put his car up for sale about two or 3 weeks ago.
Susie's for sale.
We shocked everybody. Yeah, I saw it. Then Kevin Ramsell hit me up from Madison. Then I put it on Facebook. Then Doc hit me up because he was out driving. I thought, man, what is going on there? Because whoever gets that car, if he does sell it for next year, he's going to step into a wonderful ride.
Oh, definitely.
And whose ex car is it? Is that
Dan Steele's?
Dan Steele,
Dan Trausch. It's a solid car. It's an old Toby car, I do believe.
The old green 54, was it?
Yep.
Green 54, and green 72.
Yeah.
And I believe, I want to say ancient Charlie Menard car.
Yes. It's an old Charlie Menard car.
That's the one that Charlie won the region with that year.
So, yeah, hopefully Partington doesn't part ways with that car. We'd sure like to see him back out. What's coming up at lacrosse tonight?
Hey, at lacrosse, we got the late models, the sportsmen, the hobby stocks, the street stocks, and my favorite, the minivans are in action. Get there early to get a great seat. Gates open at 6, qualifying at 6:15, first green flag at 7:30. Great lineup of guests here we got today, Dan. Jake Schommers is going to be stopping into the next segment, talking about the both classes that he's running in. We got Dell's Raceway Park promoter Jerry Aubie stopping in. And then, of course, we talked about it. Nick Clements won his first feature in about 2 years. He's going to be popping in and talk to us. So great lineup of guests going on today.
All coming up on the program. We're also going to let you know what's going on at Dell's Raceway Park. Every one of their divisions knotted up. When you look at the points battles, you can find that at dellsracewaypark.com. They're one of the sponsors of the program, so I'm sure you're going to hear an ad soon enough letting you know what's going on there tonight. That's Doc. He's the Penguin. I'm Radio Man Dan. We're going to be right back with a whole loaded show on WBOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Want to keep your employees happy? Buy them all lunch. Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We cater lunches all the time for businesses big and small. 10 to 500, we can handle it. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out a great menu. Let's face it, good people are hard to find, so we can help you keep the ones you got. My grandpa used to say, you want to keep someone happy? Feed them barbecue. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Online at BigBoarBBQ.com.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, it's the Assembly Product Shootout featuring the Noah's Ark late models running twin 50-lap features for $2,000. The Modified Sportsman plus the iNext Legends will compete for their share of the $12,000 purse. It's family night with special pricing. Adults 18 and up, $10. Students, seniors, and military, $5. Kids 12 and under, free. Qualifying at 4:30. Green flag racing at 6. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. The Assembly Product Shootout tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back. It's the Days in Midwest Race Report here on 1460, 101.3 WBOG. Radio man Dan Dyker, Billy Doc Narrows. Paul, the Penguin is wearing the dunce cap again.
Sucks to be him.
Well, we think he may have did something wrong in the points we're going to talk about, so we're making him sit in the corner.
He's fixing it right now.
And reevaluate the points. You know, talking about points, we talked last week about the Hornet Division. And now this has to be the first time that I can think of in 6 or 7 years that at this point of the season, you don't have 12 to 13 drivers all within 13 points of themselves. Right now you see Jimmy Bjorkman still 16 behind Bornitz. That's got to be the largest gap I've seen in many, many years. Our guest is involved in that top five chase. Hornet Championship, not sure if he's going to be able to get that one, but when you look at the street stocks, that is a whole different story. Chris Larson has had a lock on this division since almost the, what, second or third week of the race of the year.
About the second race, because our next guest actually blew everybody away at the Frostbuster.
And has just came on strong to make this a very interesting battle, and that is going to be, he's never been in the program before. It's the white and red Quattro, Mike Litchfield. Too bad. This is a homeboy, so we can steal that. Jake Schommers, good to have you on, man.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
We've talked a while about getting you on, but it's just trying to get schedules down, Pat.
Yep.
Man, I tell you what, you are the talk of the street stocks. Seriously, we could get 30 street stocks out there, and Billy can see it from the track. I can see it from the grandstands. Nobody is watching anybody but the 44, and the way you have come on strong, and a lot of it has to do with the Acura. Tell us about the street stocks.
Well, I always saw John Aaron and Taylor Dobbs and all them running them from the Hornets, and looked like they were having a lot of fun, and John eventually got an Acura, and that just turned the whole game around for him. So I knew that was the car I wanted. I'd been looking for a couple of years, and finally found one that I wanted. So
now the thing is, and we talked about this last week too, and I've talked about Tom Farah, your Acura is different from other Acuras that are out there. Because
I've heard this discussion too.
You've got the 6-speed, which yep. is very rare to find. Tom Farah found one, and then Mark Bornitz in turn said, where'd you find it at? And he says, I'm not going to tell you. Because yep. Farah, I don't know how he scopes up these junkyards, man. He must just have every single one on some kind of a speed dial. He's yet to bring it out, but that's one of the reasons you are being talked about so much. Your car looks fantastic. It came out of nowhere, and you've got the 6-speed. What kind of a difference is that making compared to the other Acuras in the field? Because we've got at least 10.
Well, it always made a difference in the Hornets, so I figured it would in the street stocks. I mean, that was definitely my goal, was either to find a Nissan 6-speed or an Acura 6-speed. I didn't want to race an automatic just because this type of track, you can run second gear, max it out at the very end, and it just works.
And you get that from your years racing Hornets.
Yeah, definitely.
When you started the season, did you expect to have success on the street stocks right away like you did opening day?
Definitely not like that. I didn't expect to win a couple races early on, but I knew that if I found that car, I knew I would have had a shot. So
you were specifically looking for a 6-speed Acura or something real close to it?
Something close, preferably an Acura, but it's really hard to find one of the CL brand. I mean, the TLs, they have 6-speeds, but they're a little newer and they're a little more expensive. So
right.
CL, I think, made a six-speed 1 year, and that was 2003 for the six-cylinder anyway.
We're getting an education here, Diker.
Yeah. I had no clue. I mean, it's funny that we're even discussing this because for the first 3 or 4 years of the street stocks, they were all Pontiac Grand Prix, Pontiac Grand Dams. We had a couple of Bonnevilles. That was the type of car.
Yep, the big Grand Dams. Yep.
And then you had, what was it that, I just name dropped him too. They kicked him up because of his car was all-wheel drive. He was part of No Limits Racing.
BMW?
Was it? No. I can't believe
you know you're going to know this. As soon as we close the show down, you're going
to
remember.
I am. He was part of No Limits Racing. Penguin tried to let me know who that was, bald guy. Oh, man. Anyways, that seemed like that was what the class was going to be, and then No Limits Racing comes out with the Acuras. Leapsch Racing found one. Now they've got a Nissan. But all of a sudden, the one you got was just wow.
Yeah, I enjoy it so far. I don't know. It's you look at the – like I think it was an Impala that won the points last year, right? I think right now I don't know what Larson has. I think it's a Grand Prix, a supercharger, whatever.
That red Grand Prix, yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, a lot of people complain about the Acuras too, but – if you look at the way it's gone down, I mean, I'm not even leading the points. And most of the, I think the feature wins last year were by cars other than Acuras. So, I mean, it's still pretty close.
And the other thing is, though, and we talked about this last week, nobody in the street stocks likes to run outside. Nobody can take their car out that high outside, especially in 3 and 4. And just dominate. You're like that. Like we were just talking before we started recording. If you had a spotter, you would say inside layer, outside open. Yes. Thanks. That's it.
That's like I put to you in Victor Lane 2 weeks ago. What are you doing in the Jimmy Bjorkman line?
Well, it's a little harder in those big cars. I'll give it that. I mean, they're a lot heavier. But, I mean, that car just sticks, and you kind of got to go. Where everyone's staying low, you got to go high, I guess. If you have the power or the horsepower to get by them, you just got to try it.
This is going to come down, I can guarantee, this championship to Oktoberfest because 5 points and you guys are racing tonight and only maybe once or twice more. Besides, Fast will be determined there. Looking at the Hornet division, you're sitting behind a whole slew of fantastic drivers. Former track champion Mark Bornitz, Jimmy Bjorkman coming off a feature win, trying to get his first championship, Chris Berg, former champion, and then there's you that has been in the mix many, 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 many years with the 44 car, but still 23 points out does not mean it's all over with.
No, I mean, you can make that up in one race with that driver, with Bornitz, but... And if they give him Tiki's car again, that's going to be a little harder.
That was rough. And then Hunter Miller had it last week, and darn near won the feature in that one.
It doesn't matter.
Who's going to be the guest driver of that one this time?
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
It's you know, it's automatic. It's just the way that car is set up. I mean, if you're a good wheelman, but it's the way that car is set up because we've seen Garrett do it. We saw Patrick do it. Yep. We saw Hunter do it. We saw Rob do it. Even
Barney.
Or Mark Bornitz. Yeah, Andy Barney did it. Even Bornitz said he wants that car. It's better than his, and he's got many track championships in that thing.
I mean, his car is definitely no slouch either. Well, I mean, he's leading the points.
Bornitz's car, I can't believe that thing ain't held together with bail wire by now for as long as it's been around.
Band-aids and paper clips. 13 years he's been in that thing.
I'm actually glad that they allowed it back because there were talks with the no turbos.
Right.
But I just think that one especially should be grandfathered in. Same with Brandon's. And now nowadays with Acuras and VTECs, I mean, turbos don't have quite the advantage that they used to.
Well, so, we don't want to happen what happened at MTS.
Yeah.
Somebody else took that division over and ixnayed half of the cars that were in there. And when John Radke and I started that class, when I was announcing it, we had 40 or 50 of them after they were struggling with 6 or 7, took a year off. Now that somebody else has that division, they're lucky to get 12. Yeah. I mean, that class has totally been ruined.
Well, they nixed Acuras and I don't know. I think anything with that variable timing right now, I mean, I understand it to a certain point, but then you had those Ecotecs out there running. So, I mean, there's still cars out there with the variable timing.
Jake Schaumer is currently fourth in points for the Hornets and 5 points behind Chris Larson in the street stocks. You know what that's going to come down to? Where you guys start behind the invert. I think that's going to be the most important thing is you watching 42 and him watching you.
One thing I noticed 2 weeks ago when you won that feature, up in the Bjorkman line where you had clean air, clean track, and Larson came through it traditionally. He got up to third by the end of the race, but you already gone. I mean, that was just some awesome driving.
Yeah, I think he's finished in the top five every race. So, I mean, if he keeps doing that, it's going to be tough just to make up that 5 points. And he beats me in qualifying every week. I can't seem to get that down. He's pretty fast.
So you're in the chase for two championships. What would it mean to win not only one but both?
Well, I mean, definitely wasn't really on the agenda to start the year. I was just going to see whichever one was working out, I'd stick with that one and maybe take a week off here or there. But then you have rain delays and everything, so that kind of counts. But it would be nice. I'll take one, that's for sure.
Jake Chalmers has the 44 in the Hornets, and, of course, he has that nice-looking 44 in the street stocks. Before we let you go, tell us about your sponsors. Who's helping you out this year?
Hoka Co-op and Schmitty's Timeout Tavern.
And your pocketbook.
Yeah.
And his pocketbook.
By the way, Schmitty's Timeout Tavern. Awesome wings.
Been there. Been a while. I was there a couple times last summer. Very, very nice. Congrats on the season so far, man. I finally got a chance to get you in the studio. Hornets going to be interesting between now and the end of the year, but that street stock division, man, I tell you what, that's going to be one a lot of people are watching.
It'll be fun.
Jake Chalmers, fourth in Hornet points, and five behind Chris Larson for the street stock championship. And, of course, that one's going to go down to Oktoberfest. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Dells Raceway Park with Jerry Albee. That's coming up next on 1460 101.3 WBOG.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right, the Toma Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, the Legends and Bandoleros return. Also, mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, Hornets, and six-shooters. For schedules and more information, go to TomaSpartaSpeedway.com.
And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more.
Friday night racing is back at the Toma Sparta Speedway.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Oh, here we go, back at the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans. Radio man Dan Diker, Paul the Penguin Riker, and Billy Doc Niles, our producers Jesse, and our guest waiting in the wings. This is the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 1460 and 101.3 WBOG. Lots going on at Dells Raceway Park, and you know, we started the show talking about the close point standings we've got going on at the La Crosse Speedway all the way down to Oktoberfest. If you go through the point standings at Dells Raceway Park, man, almost every one of their divisions are going to be going down to their final night. And to talk more about that is their new promoter, and that is Jerry Albee. Jerry, how are you, my friend?
Good, Dan. Yourself?
Doing fantastic, man. I'll tell you what, La Crosse has had their... La Crosse has had their fair share of great Saturday nights this year. Dells Raceway Park, you guys have done the same, and you're... Your point standings are awfully tough.
It's been a good mix. You know, we don't have one favorite winning every week, and it's been a real good mix throughout the year. I think we've had only a couple repeat winners all year long. So everything's tight from the late models, the modified, the sportsmen, the bandits, everybody's right there.
Hey, as you talk about the late models, the 602 late models has been one of the newest things you guys have had this year. Talk about that class. Has it taken off like you originally thought it would?
Well, you know, it's never easy to start a new class from nothing. And we brought back the mods, and the modifieds were a little easier to bring up because there was you know, mods used to race at Madison and Slinger and Toma, Sparta Speedway. And so what we had going on with the 602 class is wanted to bring back the old wedge-style bodies like the Super Late Model used to run back in the 80s. And they got the 602 crates on it, so they're affordable, so nobody's got a huge motor bill. Well, it's, starting from scratch, and guys want to do it, and there's no power steering and stuff in those cars. There's no power steering in them.
No wonder Truett's leading. He's the biggest guy you've got.
Got to get up on the wheel, baby. But you know what? It's taken off pretty well. It's gained a lot of strength. Madison Speedway. I know Toma has talked about trying to run some shows up there. Madison Speedway just recently ran a show last night, and it went well. I mean, they had a dozen cars down there for their first time, and the guys like traveling a little bit. And the drivers are from all over the place. I mean, we got them from Rockford, from Kenosha, from Kaukauna, and right up in the Dalles area, too. So guys travel a little bit, and some of them tracks that they were getting into now are a little closer to somebody else's home rather than just the Dells. So I think the class will grow, and Greg McIron seemed pretty happy with it. So let's hope it just brings better things in the future.
Top five on the 602 late models, Dave Truett, James Story, Bobby Frisch, Seth Lutens, and Todd Otis.
Oh, and just to add to yours before I get to the question is, I don't know if you heard, but Chuck Deary has announced that 602 late models will be running Sunday at Oktoberfest this year.
There you go.
So that's going to be exciting to see. So one thing that interests me, tonight you got a big night because you got twin 50-lap features for your late models. Nick Nolden appears to have a comfortable 59-point lead over Theron Raisin, but, man, you got Nick Beaver,
Malin Borntraeger.
Malin Borntraeger and Larry Schotten, all bunched up together. This is a tight group right here.
Yep, we got a good battle coming up, and it's pretty much, this all makes up for things. We got a double points night. It is a points night.
Oh, but it double
is also
points
the assembly
night.
Product. Double points night, because we have two features just for the late model. Now, it's the assembly product shootout, so payoff's a little different, but it's going to pay. The overall winner tonight's going to get $2,000. The dash tonight, we're going to run the dash, top 10 in time, make the dash, and however they finish is how they start the first day of main. It's $500 to win the dash, presented by Ed Shield at Assembly Products. So that ought to be exciting. And with the Big 8 race that was last night in Wausau, we had several drivers just pull on down and pull into the pits, and we've got a lot of trailers with us. We got Brian Olstrike from Lacrosse area. We've got several Elko drivers with Michael Hagar and Grant Brown, and some guys coming up from Rockford. Brian Bagwell's car is coming up with, tell me out, who drives that that car?
Oh,
78.
Yes.
Lumberg. There we go.
Yeah, Mitch.
He's coming up. Jeremy Miller was planning on stopping. He wound up having to work today, but we've got a pretty good trailer. We're going to have about 30, 35 late miles in the pit area tonight.
And, Gary, I was wondering, the Alive for Five series has been great again this year, and I was surprised to hear that Madison, the second round, was being taken place there. How did that all come about?
How that all came about was I talked to Greg about it a little bit this winter. We had dinner a couple times, and working with Kyle Wagner, trying to work out some motor packages, and we really were doing it as an experiment for the motors to make sure that everything was fair, and we needed a nice track other than a tight bull ring to test out these motors, let them stretch their legs a little bit. And everything went really well for that. Unfortunately, Kyle left us and is no longer with us, but we still gained the information that we need to carry on for our future rule books. And, Greg wanted to promote it. I was excited about it to try and grow the series a little bit. Gives, it's just like dating different girls, you take the same one out all the time, and then sometimes you just want to wander off. But yeah,
sounds like the 7-year itch to me there, Jerry.
Yeah, you bet.
Looking at the point,
everything went well. Greg was happy. He wants to do it again next year. I've talked to Terry Tucker. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to really think about this over the winter. Terry Tucker was excited about it. John Thielen down to Slinger was excited about it. We got a lot of cars coming up from the Live for Five series from the Slinger area, and it's good. The rest of the year is at the Dells. Now we've got the Badger State 125 coming up August 24th, and then we have followed by the ARCA 100 on the 31st, and then following October 19th, which is the 150, which wraps up the Live for Five championship. Now, we've just had a stellar field of cars. I mean, everybody that's the who's who. The only guy I can't get up there is Bubba Pollard, but I'm not going to worry about him. But
he's one of those kind of guys that just pops up and races wherever he wants to.
Hey, he surprised people last week, and he won, so you never know.
Looking at the point standings for the Live for Five, it's the ultra-fast Casey Johnson, a 15-point lead over Andrew Morrissey, leads over Skylar Holzhausen, Dalton Zierforth, and Austin Nason, who has had a fantastic year, rounds out the top five.
Hey, you mentioned your modifieds earlier in this interview here, Jerry, and you got a tight group there also, and no surprise, Bill Preitzel sitting on top over Denny Schott, Matthew Pate, Jerry Blystone, and Cole Howard. Once again, you just can't separate these guys just like the other classes. Tight racing there.
Yep, and we have such a nice diverse mix there. Cole Howard was last year's Rookie of the Year, and so, you know, I think he's about 18 years old right now. And then you got Jerry Blystone, let's just call it approaching 70 years old, along with Bill Preitzel, some veterans. You know, and there's no, I don't think over the last 25 years you've seen anybody as a better wheelman than Preitzel, driving everything with, you know, a steering wheel on it. And he's always up front no matter what he's driving. He's on pavement, he's on dirt, he's on a mile, he's on a quarter mile. It doesn't matter. Preitzel gets the job done. And I was really happy to see Bill win his first feature there the other night. I know he's been dealing a little bit with some chemotherapy and stuff, and it takes a lot out of him to do it. And he ran the Milwaukee Mile and had a good run down there until he got in a wreck. But that is an exciting division. I tell you what, when the mods roll onto the track, the crowd comes out of the hot dog stand and back to their seats to watch the modifieds. It is very exciting. They love the thunder of the mods, and that's when the mods come out for a heat race or a dash or a feature, the fans go to the seats to watch.
Jerry Umby from Dells Raceway Park joining us on the program today. Hey, for the first time ever, I got to announce the legends at the Tomah Sportive Speedway here a couple of weeks ago. They had never been there before. And number one, they put on such a fantastic show. Number two, I love the name Hans. Hans Rochley, currently running second in your points. I love that name.
And he's got a character there, and yes, he runs well. And, you know, we've had another influx of the Minnesota Mafia coming down. We've got about 7-8 cars that are constantly coming down to the Dells now, which is excellent to hear. And that Tristan Swanson was won the last three features in a row down there at the Dells. And this week we have, tonight, we have the INEX Regional. So we've got INEX legend drivers coming from Minnesota, Michigan, you know, Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin. I think we got six states the drivers are coming from. And then that's a regional event, which qualifies them for the nationals. And everybody's real excited. It looks like we're going to have close to 30 cars for the Legend Series tonight also.
Looking at your sportsman division here, even though it looks like three drivers are breaking away in the points, that's no slouch of a division either. Borntraeger leading Birdsill by 10 and leading Worthen by 15. But then you got names like Dusty Mann, Scott Luck, Steve Morgan, just to name a few that could pull a feature out.
Oh, yeah. The sportsman features a toss-up every time they roll on the track who's going to win. We've had drivers stop in from Slinger, and pick up a victory here and there. And it's a good mix, you know. It's unfortunate the Great Northern Sportsman Series is no longer with us. And a lot of these guys want to still travel, so we get a lot of travelers coming through the Dells, you know, to come up for the vacation, let the kids go to the water park, do something, and then Dad gets the race at the end of the night. So it works out well, and the local guys, you know, try and hold court and see what we accomplish from there.
Little trivia for you. I used to race against Steve Morgan back in the late 80s.
Nice. Brad Worthen, by the way, has all the quick times in the sportsman division this year and almost won three straight features, but he
screwed
up.
I think he's drilling holes in his frame. I need to do something. I mean, he learned that up at Toma.
I gave him the name Bad Brad Worth 13 years ago for a reason. That is Jerry Albee from Dells Raceway Park. If you need more information, you can find the ads right here all week long on the show. DellsRaceWayPark.com, and also find Dells Raceway Park on Facebook. Jerry, I appreciate you joining the program throughout the entire year, and we will catch up with you soon, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Dan.
All righty, Jerry Albee. Again, that's DellsRaceWayPark.com, or just find them on Facebook. Their schedule will be up there for the remainder of the year. And
win 50-lap features tonight, too.
See what's going on there next year. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about racing in the Midwest here on WBOG.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, it's the Assembly Product Shootout featuring the Noah's Ark late models running twin 50-lap features for $2,000. The modified Sportsman plus the INEX Legends will compete for their share of the $12,000 purse. It's family night with special pricing. Adults 18 and up, $10. Students seniors and military, $5. Kids 12 and under, free. Qualifying at 4:30. Green flag racing at 6. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. The Assembly Product Shootout tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
You want barbecue, but she doesn't? What do you do? Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We know not everyone wants barbecue. That's why we feature so much more, like our fried chicken, Philly steak sandwich, meatloaf, great burgers, salads, wraps, and more. So keep feasting the family. Stop in and try something from our extensive menu. It's so much cheaper than a divorce. Big Boar and more, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
It's the Three Stooges of Short Track Racing, Doc, Dan, and Paul, on the Days End Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Days End Midwest Race Report rolling on here on 1460, 101.3 WBOG. Got some great sponsors of the program that Billy Knocknell's going to tell you about.
Of course, we got to thank the Days End for being the title sponsor. Big Boar Barbecue, once again, voted best barbecue and caterer in La Crosse County. Dells Raceway Park, we just got done talking to Jerry Aubbe here a couple of minutes ago. We're going to tell you all the great things going on there tonight. Toma Sparta Speedway, one of our big sponsors. They got a big show going on next Friday. We'll tell you about that. FansArena.com, J&L Collectibles, and the Glass Carver. They do some great stuff. The Midwest Racing Connection, and of course our newest sponsor, TACU Credit Union. Thank you everybody for joining us. And to clear something up, we talked about this in the second segment here. Paul did some research. The sportsman points are correct, so it is that tight. 8 points separate first and third, so that's pretty impressive for that class.
Of course, TACU Credit Union, again, was giving away a lot of Brewer tickets and racing tickets. Make sure to hit them up on Facebook. Our next guest, he broke the mold. He broke the Penske Carlson mold last weekend. Of course, if you don't know, we're talking about the first eight features this year were won by Carlson and Penske. And the Ka-chow, number eight of Nick Clements, rolled through and captured feature number one. He's on the program. Nick, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing simply fantastic. At least it's not going to be hot tonight like it was last weekend. Man, congrats on breaking the Penske Carlson mold.
Oh, thank you. It was a nervous one, but got it done.
Tell me something. When you pulled up alongside of Mike Carlson for that last restart, were you hoping it would stick, or did you know it would stick?
The car's really been good. It wasn't as good as it had been the last few weeks because 2 weeks ago it got wrecked. So this was the first week back, and it just ain't quite right where it was the last couple of weeks. It's been really good, but
you wouldn't have been able to tell in that first feature.
Yeah, I know. We got it better, and I knew it was going to be good, but Mike was strong most of the day. I mean, even the dash and the beginning of that feature, I couldn't really catch him, and I don't know if he had a tire issue at the end there, but no, once I hit the gas, it stuck, so the rest was history.
And I don't know how many people caught my post-race with Nick, but I caught it, and I started, you know, trying to tail off the interview a little bit. Nick, when you were mentioning your sponsors and you were mentioning your family, you were getting just a tad bit teary-eyed right there. That was an emotional win for you when everything came down at once. Here's the win. Here's your family standing there. Here's your sponsors. You got a little teary-eyed.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a rough week. It was long, a lot of hours in the shop.
Yeah, I read that on Facebook. You spent a lot of time in the shop. Yeah.
Oh, it was every night out there and didn't get to see much of the kids or anything, and it's part of the gig, part of the racing thing. When the wrecks happen, you gotta take the time and get the car right if you want to race full time. And it was a long time coming. It's been a rough couple of years. Last year not winning anything and going from the sportsman a few years before that. So
I was gonna say, but it's been your first feature win in just about 2 years now. So, and then going through the accident and everything you went through, it just had to make it that much more sweeter.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, last year at the fair, we ended up second both races to Steve, which I told somebody earlier, I was like, I don't want anything like that to happen again. Let's just try to win one. So,
and you know, if you look at the field that we had for, obviously, both late model features last week, man, That thing was loaded. You got Gady, who timed out with a 19.667, not even practicing. Mergic was in the house. The Minnesota boys were back. You've got Carlson behind you. Mikey actually had a good run. Panitsky behind you. What are you thinking as the laps start winding down in that first feature?
Yeah, I was kind of noticing I was pulling away from Steve, so I was just trying to – I was praying for a yellow because I didn't know, you know, it's – anything can happen when that comes out, and I was going to go for the win regardless. I mean, that was in my head, so it happened. Luck was on my side this week. I've lost a lot of them in the last lap when a yellow comes out in the sportsman car, so it finally, she was on the other foot.
Nick, I remember when you first tried running in the late mile class, you had a little success, but now you're really starting to come on here in the last few years. What's the difference been? How much smarter have you been from the first time you ran the late miles to the second time now?
I'd probably say I feel like I'm a little better driver, but the car is really good. John Gilbertson, the car owner, he put a lot of stuff in the front end this year. We updated the front end because at Oktoberfest, I pretty much killed it. And it was the last couple of months, it was a put it together, rush it together, and we got it done. And it's been slowly every week getting better and better now. So
you and Bachman and Hump Daddy Awesome Sauce, all big buds. How much do you guys help each other out? Because you and Hump Daddy, and actually all three of you, have pretty much trashed a car at least once this year. Have you guys been over helping each other out, or are you just kind of staying away from each other, keeping secrets?
I mean, we would help each other if was asked to, but we did this year. I mean, it's more if you got a question or something. I mean, I was calling Randy about bump steering and talking to him about that. I mean, it's just knowledge. If you got a question, you usually know somebody to call and ask.
Yeah, but Bachman's in the Noodleman camp. He's not going to tell you squat.
Yeah, I know.
And, of course, you've got Johnny there, too. And, of course, all the years he spent with Carlson's, there's a lot of knowledge coming out there. So now that the car's coming back around, hopefully you have success for the rest of the season. You end up with that third-place finish. When you look at 2020, and I know it's kind of early to talk about that, do you think you've got enough knowledge on that car now that you can really contend for a championship next year?
I don't know. I would hope so, but, yeah. There's still a long, long year left here now. So
well, you know, the thing is, you've got six races left. I mean, you know, it's almost like you've got a little more than a quarter of the season. You guys, and then you have back-to-back weeks of double features.
Right. I feel like we've really improved the car from the first time I drove it. So I think, I mean, if we can get it a little bit better, I mean, it's just got to get just a tad more consistent.
And then talking about consistent, you're only 20 points back of Panitsky and Carlson, who are tied for the Bud Dash late model championship there. So number one, you do have your sights set on probably a Dash championship. And number two, you're still in it for the Chase championship.
Right. Yeah, it's a possibility to win that and the Chase. So yeah, you never know. Like you said, it's a long, another five nights for that. So just see what happens.
Nick, and I know we made you go out and get the hot shot card so you could read these off. We got a little bit more than a minute to go here. And we're just going to go to the restroom and relieve ourselves while you list off all your sponsors for 2019.
Yeah, that would probably help. I got to thank John Gilbertson for letting me drive the car because it's been fun this year. Clements Automotive, Interstate Roofing, Genzie's Game Day Pub, The Vault, AB Seed and Consulting, A1 Advanced Pumping, Features of Holman, K-Dog's Cave, U.S. Bank of Onalaska, Lloyd's Speed Stop, Weir's Machine, Premier Coachworks, Gilbo's Musky Lounge, Munsey, Big D's Financing, Chester Cheeto, Gordon Epping, KO Designs, and Epic Media. And then Mike Gilbertson and Kevin Owen for helping me all.
Did I hear Chester Cheeto in there?
Yeah.
He's currently in third in NASCAR late model points at La Crosse Speedway. He's only 20 points out of first place to winning a Bud Dash championship. And he's also in the championship chase for the NASCAR late models. That is the Ka-Chow number 8 of Nick Clements. Nick, you're always a thrill to have on the program. You're a good friend of the show, and we greatly, greatly appreciate you joining us.
Good luck tonight.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
All righty, Nick Clements, I called it the creamsicle to start the year.
Got in trouble with his wife, I heard.
Amber Ixnayed that by the time the end of the races were done, so we kind of put that one to bed, and it remains to be the Ka-Chow number 8. When we come back, more of the program right here on 1460 101.3 to the VOG.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right. The Toma Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, the Legends and Bandoleros return. Also, Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, and Six Shooters. For schedules and more information, go to TomaSpartaSpeedway.com.
And also, check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more.
Friday Night Racing is back at the Toma Sparta Speedway.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Want to keep your employees happy? Buy them all lunch. Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We cater lunches all the time for businesses big and small, 10 to 500. We can handle it. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out a great menu. Let's face it, good people are hard to find, so we can help you keep the ones you got. My grandpa used to say, you want to keep someone happy? Feed them barbecue. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
And online at BigBoarBBQ.com.
Hi, Race fans. This is Theron Race.
This is Ron Vandermeer Jr.
This is Levon Vandergeest.
This is Bill Pritzel.
This is Steve Bachman.
This is Steve Carlson.
This is Mandy Eckelberg.
This is Mike Carlson.
This is Justin Malkin.
This is Jonathan Eckelberg. You're listening to the Days In Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul
on Cool Gold 1460.
WBOG.
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 Welcome back, race fans. Days In Midwest Race Report, 1460 WBOG 101.3. I want to thank Rob Curran, Racing Rob Curran. You remember him, the Rockman Rocket? He and his wife and about 200 motorcycles spent last weekend at the Days In and our bar. They had their Burn Camp poker run ride, and they raised over $10,000 for children burn victims.
That Fire and Iron group, they do a lot of great charitable stuff. And just
sucked
another one.
Because of the heat Saturday or yep. Friday when they checked in. Then Saturday, man, I even thought about you as I'm standing in a parking lot watching the storms whip through at 11 o'clock.
I saw your video.
Man, well, that was from my house. This was Saturday morning when the first front went through at 11 o'clock and dumped 5 inches of rain. And then we had the second front that came through. They were in the middle of that poker run. I'm thinking, man, Doc used to ride Harleys. What do you do in the middle of a storm like that besides hide under an interstate bridge?
That's exactly what I would have done, is to hide under an interstate or underneath the awning there at the Days Inn.
Oh, they're already up by Eau Claire.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
You got to find a place to hide because that's a mother to ride and stuff like that.
Talking about raising money, before I forget, Speedy Lemons. We had Paul and I were there for damn near 13 hours last Saturday. Mm-hmm. Had a fantastic time. I won a bunch of great stuff. I
Did
won
you guys
some stuff
bowl?
That I donated. No.
You didn't bowl?
No, it was kind of hard because they had this thing spread out through the place we were at in Toma. And for what Paul's duties were, what my duties were, there was just no way I could even go back there and watch people bowl. But they raised over $10,000, which
awesome.
Is simply outstanding for him going through stage 4 testicular cancer.
And if you know Speedy, I mean, if you've raced at the Dells at all in the last 20 or 30 years, and if you've raced at Toma, you know who Speedy is, what a great guy he is, what a great job he does controlling the pits,
yep.
You know, controlling the traffic. So hopefully this helps Speedy in some way and gets him cured, man. I hope for the best for him.
I got to thank Andy Barney for some of the wheeling and dealing we did behind the scenes, too. Paul helped me get it home.
Tell you what. Speaking of Paul, it is that time of the week where we turn Paul loose. He scours the internets, finding all the winners from north, south, east, and west, and maybe a couple of foreigners, too. It is now time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
We'll start with Monday night, the ARCA CRA Super Series on the high banks of Anderson, Indiana. The 53rd running of the Redbud 400, Johnny Van Dorn, scored the victory. Tuesday, the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series ran at the Brown County Speedway in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Josh Richards, the winner. On Wednesday, night one of the King of the Creek at 141, Mike Mullen won the IMCA Modified feature. USAC Sprints and World of Outlaw Sprint Cars both at Eldora, making up the rain out of night two of the hashtag Let's Race 2 event back in May. Tyler Courtney won the USAC Sprint feature. Donnie Schatz, the World of Outlaw feature. Night two of the King of the Creek at 141 on Thursday, Vince Ingebretsen won the IMCA modified feature.
You had to think about that,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Steve Fark. See the very late models in action. Twin features went to Jeff Weinfurter and Travis Volm. At Kokona, Andy Monday won the super late model feature, and first-time winner alert, Chase Randerson takes the late model feature. Luke Sawyer late model dirt series at I-80 Speedway in Greenwood, Nebraska. Jonathan Davenport the winner. USAC Sprints kicked off Indiana Sprint Week at Gas City on Thursday night. Shane Collell won. And the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars kicking off the 37th running of the Kings Royal at Eldora. There we go. Joker's Wild started on Thursday night. Brad Sweet the winner. Friday, unfortunately, the heat took out a lot of racing, but they did race out at Madison. Twin features for the NASCAR late models went to Bobby Wolberg and Nick Panitsky. At the Norway Speedway up in Dupia. Super late model feature went to Dan Lindsley. At Thomas Sparta, the Tim Meyer Memorial taking place. Paul Brown won the modified feature. Javelin Meyer won her second Horner feature of the year on her Uncle Tim's night. And Midwest Dash Series also in action. Brandon DeLacy's
that had
win.
To be cool for the family.
That was, yes. ARCA ran at Iowa Speedway Friday night. Prior to the Indy cars, Chandler Smith wins again, third time in four races. Dirt Kings Late Model Tour at Allegheny Speedway in Seymour. Nick Anvilink, the winner. NASCAR Wayland Modified Tour at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. They actually ran an all-star race here Friday. Patrick Emerling, the winner. Rodney Sanders wins again the U.S. Modified Touring Series at I-80 Speedway in Greenwood, Nebraska. USAC Sprints at Plymouth, Indiana. Tyler Courtney, the winner. And night two for the World of Sprint Cars at Eldora. The night before the Kings Royal, Donnie Schatz scored the victory. Saturday, a lot of severe weather caused a lot of more cancellations, but ABC Raceway up in Ashland ran. Steve Stewart took the Wasota Modified feature. Here at La Crosse, we got the show in.
Ashland was above all the weather, and La Crosse was below most of it.
Twin features for the NASCAR late models went to Nick Clements and Jacob Gady. AMA promo La Crosse was at Narnak.
Gady, by the way.
Yes.
Dick Trickle Gady.
Came out late. Didn't practice,
yes.
And still put down a 19.667.
So that's out to qualifying, yes. AMA Pro Motocross in their neck of the woods at Spring Creek Motocross Park over in Millville, Minnesota, north of Rochester. Cooper Webb swept the 450 motos. Luke Soleil, Mild Dirt Series, and U.S. Modified Touring Series ran the Diamond Nationals at I-80 Saturday night. Bobby Pierce took the Lucas Oil late model race. And Rodney Sanders won again in the U.S. Modified Touring Series.
Is he running away with that yet?
He's been running away with modified racing here. He's won a few at Mississippi Thunder. NASCAR K&N Pro East at New Hampshire. Chase Cabaret won a second straight race. Sam Mayer second. Derek Krause third. NASCAR Wayland Modified Tour also at New Hampshire. Ronnie Silk scored the victory. John Cadman won the Ontario Outlaw Superlight Model race at Peterborough Speedway in Cavan, Ontario, Canada. Spears of Sorrel Southwest Tour at Irwindale, California. Derek Thorne scored the victory. USAC Sprints at Kokomo, Indiana. Chris Windham scored the win. And the final night of the Kings Royal at Eldora for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars. 175 grand to win.
Uh-oh.
Brad Sweet scored the victory.
Shocking.
Yes. Sunday at Angel Park, Kevin Olson won the Badger Midget features. At Slinger, Steve April took the Super Late Model feature. Another win for Jacob Nonstad and the late models there. Sierra Jake Zulsor Tour ran the Masters of the Pro at Memphis International Raceway down in Millington, Tennessee. And Bubba scored the victory.
Attaboy, Bubba.
Heard he showed up 20 minutes. That was something they were not going to do.
Yeah.
He showed up 20 minutes before qualifying.
Him and Gady doing the same thing. Huh?
Yeah, it was a last-minute decision.
NHRA kicked off their West Coast swing at Bendemeer Speedway in Morrison, Colorado. Steve Torrance wins again in Top Fuel. Tommy Johnson Jr. takes Funny Car. Greg Anderson, his first Pro Stock win in 2 years, and Pro Stock Motorcycles went to Andrew Hines.
I got my hair cut Wednesday morning at a local place in Alaska that shows nothing but sports, so you kind of can guess where it is.
Yeah.
I was they were showing the replays all morning long,
oh, yeah?
So I extended how long my cut was because I want to watch it.
USAC Sprints at Lawrenceburg, Indiana, Justin Grant the winner, and the 29th running of the Montana 200 taking place at Montana Raceway Park in Kalispell, Montana. Super late model race up there. Owen Riddle scored the victory, and that'll do it for this edition of Records Race Rewind.
Biker, did you see the video that Bruce Littleman put on with that battle between Travis Volm and Mark McAfee at CWR? Oh, that was awesome to watch.
He's done that several times this year. I think he's getting better and better at his craft, and he did that with me at La Crosse earlier this year. When we come back, we're going to recap, let you know what's going on at the Speedway tonight and some other areas. That's coming up next on WBOG.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing.
That's right. The Toma Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, the Legends and Bandoleros return. Also, Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, and Six Shooters. For schedules and more information, go to TomaSpartaSpeedway.com.
And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more.
Friday Night Racing is back at the Toma Sparta Speedway.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, it's the Assembly Product Shootout featuring the Noah's Ark late models running twin 50-lap features for $2,000. The Modified Sportsman plus the IMAX Legends will compete for their share of the $12,000 purse. It's family night with special pricing. Adults 18 and up, $10. Students, seniors, and military, $5. Kids 12 and under, free. Qualifying at 4:30. Green flag racing at 6. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. The Assembly Product Shootout tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. One more time, I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker. They call me the voice. That is Paul Reichert. That is Bill Niles. Hey, again, congratulations to everybody that participated and donated money and came out to support Speedy Lemons last Sunday. Raised over $10,000. I came home with some goodies, and Andy Barney and I kind of worked a really cool fire pit cooler deal behind the curtain there, which was kind of cool. And what a great turnout! We saw people from like 9 different racetracks, 5 different states.
Mm-hmm. That was an awesome time. I'm glad that I got to be a part of it. And
the only reason he wanted to be a part of it. He's selling raffle tickets all day, okay?
Was there food?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's selling raffle tickets. He all of a sudden just goes, oh, gee, they're going to give away the money for the raffle tickets. I need to buy one 15 minutes before we done close them out.
Did he smoke the competition?
Second place, $75.
Wow.
But who won the 50-50 earlier in the day of $250?
Yeah. You?
Yeah.
Using Dan Secor's number. And like I said, on public there, as I emceed the event, at least I can park the 77.
Oh, that's just cool. Hey, let's get you caught up on what's happening here tonight. La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, we got late models, sportsmen, hobby stocks, street stocks, and my favorite, the minivans are in action, qualifying at 6:15. First green flag drops at 7:30. Dells Raceway Park tonight, twin 50s for the late models. This is going to shake up the points a lot, and they're, like we talked earlier, they're pretty close. They got the late models, the sportsmen, the mods, and the bandits qualifying at 4:30. First green flag drops at 6. And then next Friday, Toma Sparta Speedway, Legends and Bandoleros are in town. Also, you got the sportsmen, the hobby stocks, the Hornets, the Six Shooters. Time trials at 6:15, green flags at 7:30.
Hey, just a reminder, at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island that I happen to run, we are starting our first comedy night tonight at 8 o'clock. It's called 8 at 8. It's Moonshine Comedy. They have 8 comedians coming in starting tonight at 8. And guess what?
What?
In November?
Yes.
I'm not going to say who it is.
Is he big?
One of the stars from Super Troopers is doing comedy in my hotel.
Nice!
Yeah. We'll let you know.
I expect a ticket for that night.
I'll probably get you and Lori a suite for that one.
We're in.
That's going to be good. All right, folks, that's going to do it for the program. Again, I want to thank Days Inn, Hotel I'm In, and all of our other wonderful sponsors. We're going to be doing some Big Boar Barbecue coming up here on August 7th on TV, so we'll let you know more about that as well. For Jesse, our producer, the Penguin, the Doc, the Sheriff, the Radio Man Dam, and Jake Schommers, Nick Clements, and Jerry Abbey, I want to thank you for joining us on the program right here on 1460 101.3 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days Inn Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.